This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, there's always a way to look at things pessimistically and ask yourself, oh, it seems like we're losing. We're not losing. We've lost some battles, but we are winning the war. Oh, my gosh, we're spending time talking about it in the previous hour, and we're going to talk about it more. The fact that Democrats are panicked. They're panicked. They have no other choice than to be panicked. They have so many really bad things looming, so many lies they've told. So many things that will be easy to disprove, and all you got to do is start swaying people, bringing them over little by little, and that's exactly what we've been doing. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I am Kevin Jackson, your host, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, right here on podcast. You can go back and listen anytime you want. We're on Spreaker, we're on iTunes, you name it. I hate the iTunes one because we don't get any credit at all on iTunes, but all the other channels, if you go listen to the program, good to go. I don't even know all the names of them. So what's looming for the Democrats? Well, you've got some loose cannons out there. First of all, you've got Joey Demento. Yeah, he actually said Facebook was killing people. We'll get to that in just a bit, and then we're going to talk more about critical race theory. Even more crazy than Joey Demento is his crackhead son, Hunter, who's now an artist, and they're using Hunter's art, and I use my finger quotes, to launder money. Because, you know, Hunter's got responsibility to the big guy. Hunter's got to give a portion of this, a portion of whatever money Hunter makes has to go to his father. That just cracks me up. Most parents are happy when their kids go out and do well, and they don't ask them for a stipend. Hunter's like, well, I got to give half of what I make to my dad. That isn't me talking. That's not Kevin Jackson making stuff up. That's from Hunter's laptop. Legitimate. Man, would you know everything about Donald Trump and what Junior said if that was Don Junior's laptop? People have to find out stuff in drips and drabs, but Hunter had to pay the big guy money. He paid his cell phone bill, for goodness sake. Come on, Joe. Seriously? That's what dudes do for chicken-head women in the ghetto, just to get some every now and then. I'll pay that cell phone bill for you, baby girl. Yeah. Oh, man. So we got Joe Biden, who's a menace. We got Hunter Biden, who's a menace to the left. And we got other Bidens. Other Bidens have their fingers in so many pies. What's going to happen, folks, when the gauntlet of protection is lifted from the Bidens? And it will be one day. Who's going to take the fall? So anyway, we've been talking about wins. Wins. First of all, a lot of visible wins. We are winning the game. And the fact that we're having these discussions that now, I'll give an example. Zuckerberg's on the hot seat. Section 230 is on the hot seat. Joe Biden went after him. He retracted. But he went after him. Made a comment about him. Teachers are beginning to fight back against critical race theory. Parents are incensed. They are so angry, and good for them. They're getting plugged in. Not just in pockets. Even in leftist enclaves all over the country. It got so bad for the Democrats, they had to get the teachers' union involved, and that's just pretty much the nuclear option. When you got the teachers' union, and I don't know what the teachers' union is going to do. I don't know if they're going to say to teachers or whatever, but when teachers start getting bold enough to say, I'm going to speak out. The one teacher is a problem, and I told you guys about my friend Stacey Deamer, who sued. She's in the midst of a lawsuit. Great stuff is going to happen there. We'll keep you posted. But now there are others that are starting to join. It's like CRT. WFLU. People are starting to sue. I'm not getting the shot. I'm not doing whatever. I'm not going to put on a mask. Starting to sue. Rising it to a level that a cacophonous level. You ever heard an orchestra get ready to warm it up, and as all the sounds are coming, that's kind of where we are. All these sounds coming from every instrument. So, anyway, Joe Biden, and as I mentioned, I'm going to get more back into CRT and what AOC and Don Lemon were talking about, because they so expose the agenda of the left that you shake your head. Even what we talked about before, where Don Lemon's like, you know, are they winning in the battle? And AOC goes, yep, they are winning. Let's go ahead and play that clip. She says they are winning.
And we're back now with New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So, Congresswoman, I want to ask you about this debate that we're seeing over critical race theory. Do you think Republican efforts to redefine it and use it as a scare tactic, do you think it's working?
Well, I do think it's working, because what we have seen is that the Republican base and Republican Party has really pivoted to a strategy of using race and using just the changing demographics of this country. And as we saw on January 6th, using a white supremacist core logic in order to reanimate a very core fear in this country of the other.
White supremacist core logic, huh? Yeah. What about a ethnocentric racist supremacist core logic? I remind people, this girl is a bartender with an economics degree. When we get into some of her next series of comments, it'll blow your mind. I'm glad you're hanging in there with us, because this is an amazing story. But anyway, going back to what she said and what Don Lemon said, do you think that the Republicans are winning and changing the direction and stoking fear is what they tell us? They tell you that we're the ones out there stoking fear. We didn't bring up CRT. Black people are talked about. Can they be talked about more in history? Sure. Can Latinos? Sure. I don't look at our history. I do see the need to go back and look at history differently and say, let's interject more people of different cultures. I have no problem with that. But not demoralizing other kids in the process. And that's what the left wants to do. And they've been successful doing it. So, you know, they're wanting to spin it and say, it's all our fault. You're the reasons why we're having this discussion. Because you brought up CRT. You're the people that are putting a label on something and then not wanting. And they use the term anti-racism, anti-racist. They don't want teachers to be anti-racist. I don't think you need to teach a teacher to be anti-racist. I've had lots of teachers in my life. Most of them really good. And I don't think they looked at me as a black student. I think they looked at me as, is this a kid who wants to learn? And I was, and I was precocious. I was a handful. But I wanted to learn, and they saw that. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity, TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats can't win anything legit, so when they're losing, they got to change the narrative. If you're having a discussion with them about something, what they do, oh, you're a racist! If you talk about the Wu flu, it's racist! It wasn't from China! And even if it was, and you call it the China virus, what about Ebola or the Hunter virus? The swine flu, pigs should be upset, right? Spanish flu, etc. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're talking about critical race theory. We're talking about Democrats being panicked over all the things that are coming up. And what's been the tipping point for them? What's made people say, you know what, enough is enough? Because that's what they are saying. And we're analyzing it under the guise of critical race theory, the ruse of it. But it could be anything. It could be illegal immigration. It could be, you know, defend the police, defund the police. It could be whatever. Pick your thing. Taxes to be higher. Global climate change. Whatever. They're idiots. They can't argue their points at all. And I'll give you a perfect example. Here's Don Lemon. We're talking about critical race theory. And here's Don Lemon. And what does he do? He spits out a bunch of lies when he adds voting to it. We're talking about teaching racism in schools, and what does he do? He wants to change the narrative.
You know, in places like Texas and elsewhere, really, we're seeing bills banning teaching of critical race theory paired with laws making it harder for minorities to vote. Why do you think this is all being pushed at once? Do you think that, first of all, maybe I think that this critical race theory is to win back some of the folks in the suburbs, educated white people, who what the best way to do that is to give them fears about their children.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com. Don Lemon adds voting laws to the mix. Texas and elsewhere. It's funny. They love to pick on a state that's red. I just want you to understand the psychology of his statement. So he picks on Texas. Oh, and elsewhere. And here's what he says. And I want you to understand just how big of a lie this is. They have bills banning the teaching of CRT. They do. They don't have bills banning the teaching of race issues. They have bills banning teaching of critical race theory, the racist doctrine that essentially tries to demoralize white kids, infantilize blacks, and make America look bad. And he says, but they're pairing it with laws to make it harder for minorities to vote. That's a lie. It's just a blatant lie. They're pairing it with laws, and for the record, they're not pairing it with anything. But if you want to put it together, it comes at a time when we are embattled against laws that have essentially diminished the rights of minorities to vote. Don Lemon's smart enough to know this. He knows exactly what's going on. We clean the voter rolls. What Don Lemon and leftists hate is that black people are waking up. And so they want to, they pretend, oh, we're doing this to help black folks. These are the laws that hurt minorities. Okay, so what you're telling me is that when you say I don't want dead people voting, that's strictly for black people. You're telling me that when you say I want to make sure that the votes match, that people live in the district and all that, that's not for white folks. That's just for black people. So they've racialized something that, for the record, is a real problem. And the way that they fight a real problem, because see, when I talk about the Hegelian dialectic, the leftists create a problem that doesn't really exist. In this case, voter disenfranchisement is real. And they say it's real because we want voter ID. But it's real in the sense that we want to know that your vote is your legitimate vote. That's the real voter disenfranchisement. So what do? They spin it. They spin it and say, oh, if you want a valid ID, you don't want black people to vote. That is just exactly what these guys do. Oh, my. Oh, I want to just start teaching this. Why am I not teaching at Harvard? This is insanity. So anyway, he goes on. He says, why is it all being pushed at once? As if the Republicans got together and said, you know what? Let's conspire. Let's start this thing called critical race theory. And then while we're at it, we're going to clean up the voter rolls. That'll throw them. So what Don Lemon wants you to believe is there's a conspiracy to do all of this at once, to stop teaching racism in school. Oh, and to clean up the voter rolls. And that's going to, you know, those two things are going to crush black people. And then he says he's got a theory about a theory. And this year he said he's got a theory of what it's all about. He says they're pushing this agenda because they want to win back, and I love this piece, educated white people. They've already got the dumb ones. They want to win back educated white people. You see, educated white people left the Republicans and went over and voted for Biden, right? Those 82 million votes that Biden got, wink, wink, that's what happened. So now they need to win it back. And Biden, because he's advocating for critical race theory, he's trying to make up for all his racist ills. Well, that's what they're doing. They want to punish him now, and they're going to try to win him back because they don't have enough. as the Dominion voting system proves, and is Joe Biden getting, what, 12, 13 million more votes than baby black Jesus did at his prime? Well, that's proven that they've lost all those people. Oh, well, wait a minute. There is that little wrinkle of Donald Trump getting 16 million more votes in the 2020 election than he did in the 2010 election, in the 2016 election. I'm thinking 2010. You know what I'm thinking about, right? What 2022 is going to bring to the Democrats? Carnage. And he says what they're doing by trying to win back these suburban educated white people, not these suburban dumb white people, is they're creating fears about their children. If they can create enough of a fear for these people about their kids, well then these suburban white voters will come over and they'll vote for them. So this whole CRT, a doctrine, critical theory that was brought into existence by communists who introduced it into academia, who then morphed it in the 70s into critical theory and have adopted it and want to teach it as a disruptive communist way to get black people to start voting leftism, that is a Republican conspiracy that is being put together now in conjunction with cleaning the voter rolls, because that's going to certainly scare some black people into, because black people, of course, we all know, can't vote without the help of a white person. So that's what it's all about. Oh, and let's not forget, it's for the kids. It's for the kids. They want to create fear for their children. They're going to teach you white kids how to hate yourselves. Or no, what Don Lemon would say is they're going to teach these white kids how to actually stop being racist. And they don't want to teach white kids to stop being racist. Yeah, well, here's a memo. White kids have stopped being racist a long time ago.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe gonna drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker and California Democratic Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi is holding her weekly press conference on Thursday. She says Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan and Indiana Republican Congressman Jim Banks vote against certifying the 2020 presidential election didn't impact her rejection of their nominations to the Capitol Hill Riots Select Committee on Wednesday.
Right from the start, when the members acted in that way and said they were not going to vote for certification that Joe Biden was president, I said to the members, do not let that stand in the way of you finding bipartisan agreement on legislation here.
The celebration of the Milwaukee Bucks championship victory is far from over. Fans gathering for a parade to honor the team's win in Milwaukee today. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Biden administration is taking steps today in its fight to rein in gun violence. Attorney General Merrick Garland in Chicago unveiling a set of new so-called gun strike forces.
We're taking the opportunity to launch the five strike forces, which will battle illegal gun trafficking networks. This set of strike forces is just one part of our comprehensive anti-violent crime initiative, which we began in May.
The director of the CDC says the nation is at another key moment during the pandemic. Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying we have a common enemy while detailing the rapid spread of the Delta variant. She's urging Americans to ask the questions they have about the vaccines. Walensky insisting folks should talk to their healthcare providers in addition to their friends and neighbors who have rolled up their sleeves. On Wednesday, according to Johns Hopkins University, 333 people died from COVID-19 in the United States. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
That they're using race as the core, and that we're seeing this paired with a very strong push to essentially disenfranchise and limit the right to vote, as well as the Supreme Court continuing to gut the Voting Rights Act. And when we say how we counter this, it's not just fact-checking in some of those, you know, basic claims, which, you know, is still important to do. Critical race theory is not taught in elementary school. It is barely taught in law schools, frankly, in the level that it should be taught. But beyond that, because we know that Republicans have started to now use these laws, curtailing critical race, quote-unquote, curriculum that's not even being taught in the first place, as a proxy to saying we can't teach anything about race in our schools beyond just some of the most minimal facts.
Well, some of the...
I think...
Go on, finish your thought, sorry.
I was going to say, and to that, we should say, why don't you want our schools to teach anti-racism? Why don't Republicans want their kids to know the tradition of anti-racism in the United States?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Congratulate yourselves. CRT is losing. CRT is getting a massive amount of pushback. Now, let me ask you this question. Since when have Republicans ever been able to get like that type of a pushback on some reckless policy of the left? Obamacare? What? When have we gotten that? You know how we're getting it? In case you didn't know it, it's because of those Democrats, those former Democrats who left, the 16 million plus new voters for President Trump. They're the ones who are pushing back. Those intellectual suburban white folks that Don Lemon says we're trying to win back. Well, we want them back, Don. AOC says CRT, the Republicans have racism at their core as they try to dismantle critical race theory, which has to do with nothing except black oppression. That's what critical race theory is. When you hear that term, don't think of anything like, oh, it's a study of race relations. No, it's not. It is a dehumanizing methodology of teaching to make people feel small. But on all sides of the issue, generally speaking, if you're going to do something like this, somebody has to feel good, right? But they don't. There's nobody that can feel good in CRT. White folks can't feel good. Black folks can't feel good. America can't feel good. There's no feel good. But she says it's based on racism. And then, of course, Lemon set her up. Do you think it has to do with, you know, wanting to curtail the voting rights of black folks? You know, the combination of this thing? And how it's a conspiracy? They're doing it all together? And she says, yeah, when you pair this new thing that they want to teach with the disenfranchisement of blacks, well, then you get this very heinous, sinister thing. Well, what exactly is it? Because number one, there is no disenfranchisement of blacks. If anybody that's telling you that is essentially saying black people are too stupid to know what to do to vote. They're too stupid to do what every other race of people do in America when it comes to voter, you know, enfranchisement, I mean, whatever you want to call it, valid voter ID, whatever. Black people know how to vote. If you don't believe me, go back to 2008 when they voted for Barack Obama and tell me black people don't know how to vote. They vote early and they vote often when they're motivated to do so. And they weren't in the election of 2020, even though they were motivated for Trump. He got three times the number of black votes that he needed that he got in the first election, his first election. More than plenty to win any election. Everybody knows that. Well over 20% of the black vote, Donald Trump won. Yet, he lost. It's a mathematical impossibility. She goes on to talk about they're gutting the Voting Rights Act. I would love to see how what the Republicans are doing has gutted the Voting Rights Act. Look, you can go look at any place where they've implemented any type of voter enfranchisement, where they say we're going to scrub the rolls of dead people. We're going to make sure that only people who request ballots get ballots. You know, we're not going to do this mass ballot harvesting that you've been wanting to do. Votes must match. In other words, if there's a ballot sent out, it's numbered, it comes back, it has to match. Signature matching, valid ID. You cannot be a non-citizen and vote in one of our elections. What's wrong with any of the things that I just said? If the Democrats were proposing any one of those things, I'd say, I agree. I completely agree. Then she goes on to say this. CRT is not being taught in elementary school. Okay. Let's go for it. Let's say that's true. I don't know whether it is or it isn't. Here's what I do know. Across this country, they want critical race theory as the norm. It is in thousands of schools. It is in thousands of school districts. Unchecked. They are sending teachers to classes so that they can be more sensitive in teaching about race relations and so on and so forth. But she wants you to believe that they're barely teaching it in law school. They're not even teaching it enough there. They're not teaching it to kindergartners, okay, or elementary school. First of all, it's a lie. I do believe that they're teaching it in elementary, maybe not kindergarten, but elementary. And we know why. She goes on, she says, Republicans are using the laws to curtail critical race theory, which she again reemphasized, which isn't being taught. She wants to convince you that this is a figment of your imagination. You're jumping to conclusions. They're putting fear inside of you. Yeah. And then she says, you don't want to teach race anything inside of schools. You don't want kids to know about their race and to be prideful of who they are. Let me ask you this, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You believe that? If they said, you know what, Kevin, let me ask you, do you think teachers have ever given assignments on Indians in America? You think teachers have given an assignment on black folks in America, on women in America, on Latinos in America, on other cultures? I remember as a kid, we had Cultural Day where we would... you could pick the culture. You could say, I want to do Sweden. I want to do Russia. And you told all about that culture to your classmates. Anybody remember doing something like that? Maybe your kids are doing it. International Day. My youngest son's school, this is years ago, they did an International Day festival. Invited people to come in with foods from all over the world. They did it at their school, along with a raffle and a bunch of other stuff. That's how much they did for international stuff. They gave assignments. I did an assignment where I took the map of the United States and I mapped out Indian tribes across the entire United States. One of the toughest assignments. That's why I know so many Indian tribe names. Because I had to do that assignment. had the right super little. There were so many Indian tribes. If I hadn't done that assignment, I would never have guessed that. I would have known Comanches and Apache. Anything that was in a John Wayne movie. You know the Apaches. They're the meanest Indians on the planet in the Old West. Or the Comanches, which were. The Comanches were some bad mothers. But I wouldn't have known, you know, Nez Perce and some of these other, you know, even towns that were named after Indians. Washougan and, you know, Milwaukee, things like that. Would have never known. I wouldn't know what I know about Mexican culture. I'm not saying they went over it with a fine-tooth comb, but I'm saying they definitely taught a little bit about a lot of different things. And as I mentioned in the previous part of the broadcast, I get that it seems skewed towards white folks, but it is skewed. It wasn't George Jefferson who crossed the Delaware. It was George Washington. So she finishes by saying, why do you not want schools to teach, and I love this term, anti-racism? They think they're coming up with something new. Why do you not want schools to teach anti-racism? Because it's not in the school's purview to do so. A school is supposed to educate on things that a kid is going to need going forward. Kids don't need a lesson in racism or non-racism. And she goes on, why don't Republicans want their kids to know the tradition? And this part really struck me. The tradition of anti-racism in the U.S., interesting. She's saying that the U.S. has an anti-racist history. I agree. In the amount of time that we've been around, yes, there were lots of slaves going into the 1860s from when we started in 1776. So that's over 100 years. In well over 100 years, we've lived without slavery. In the last few years, we've proven that we can morph. We can evolve even further, and we've done this. And people like AOC ignore it. Shame on them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Why are Republicans trying to ban books in this country? Why are Republicans trying to ban speech? Why are they trying to fire certain professors? Why are they attacking the core roots of history in this country that strays anything beyond what we already know? In fact, you have folks like Kevin McCarthy making statements that sound like he's never even read Martin Luther King in his life, trying to ban books that actually talk about the history of the civil rights movement and institutional racism in the United States. So why don't Republicans want us to learn how to not be racist? Why don't Republicans want kids to know how to not be racist?
Unless AOC and the leftists teach them, how are kids going to know not to be racist? It's born in them. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. She says Republicans want to ban books. Yeah, what, like Dr. Seuss? The Bible? What other books have Republicans wanted to ban? She says, we want to fire professors. We certainly do. There are many professors we need to fire. And go find out why. I won't bore you with the details. Go to Seeking Educational Excellence if you want more information about that. She says, Republicans, conservatives, people like you and me listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, well, we are afraid to stray beyond what we already know. We don't want to learn anything new. You feel that way? Let me tell you, we thirst for knowledge. We thirst for information, but she says we don't want to learn anything new. McCarthy, the minority whip, the whip in the House, well, he's never read Martin Luther King. She knows, right? He seems like he hasn't. She says he wants to ban books on the civil rights movement and the history of, wait for it, institutional racism in America. I dare any of the leftist morons that you know, living or dead, the dead ones can't live up to this, unfortunately for them, but I dare any of them to contact me right here, 844-551-8255, for a discussion of institutional racism. Let's talk about it. And then she says, well, why don't Republicans want kids to know about racism? This is where we're going to get to the next clip, and I want to go ahead and play it because it'll be the last clip. But you'll find out here that AOC is a neuropsychologist. She understands this better than anybody, and you're going to get a real kick out of her explanation. Before we play cut 7, I want people to understand this. I want them to understand that it doesn't matter what the issue is, whether in this particular case we're talking about critical race theory, that you can apply this concept that everything that the left will tell you about the thing that they are supposedly for, in this case critical race theory, they will argue everything opposite of what they really want to accomplish. I've just been doing it now. We've got 6 or 7 clips that we've played of AOC and Don Lemon having a discussion about CRT, and they blame us for it all. God-fearing, Bible-thumping, pragmatic, business-owning, gun-toting, Judeo-Christian conservatives. You're the reason. You're the problem. Don Lemon says it's a scare tactic for us when we don't want people to learn about critical race theory. What are we afraid of? What do they think we're afraid of? Somebody learning more about black history, Latino history, women's history, LGBT? There's not enough stuff. What? Ban us from the internet because the information is certainly out there. He says it's Republicans' efforts to redefine CRT and use it as a scare tactic. And he says it's working, and that's the good news. The good news is they admit it. AOC says that we're using race and the changing demographics to change the demographics because we're afraid of it. And the January 6th insurrection that we supposedly did that scared everybody is the core fear of what? Other people. People outside of what? White folks. Including myself. I'm just a brainwashed Stockholm Syndrome Negro who's afraid of critical race theory. Which, by the way, I'm a black man living in America. Why would I not want critical race theory taught? Let me give you my simple answer. Because I don't want people thinking that black people can't protect ourselves and we're too stupid to become a part of what is the finest country God ever created. I want to be part of that. I don't want to be a victim of it. They're panicked, folks. They're panicked because we know all about them. So Don Lemon later adds voting to the mix. He says, well, not only are they doing critical race theory, simultaneously they want to stop black people from voting. He says, isn't it amazing that all this is occurring together? It's all being pushed at once. And he has a theory. He says it's to win back the white people of suburbia, the educated white people, because the dumb ones are already over on the side of Trump, on the side of being anti-critical race theory, or what they call the racist, because they call themselves the anti-racist. Have you ever heard of any term, the anti-racist? Trust me, it's going to change. They're going to give it some cutesy name. Just wait. So AOC goes on to say it's racism at its core. That's what this is all about. They want to gut the Voting Rights Act and We need to be fact-checked, is what she says. Because it's not being taught in school. She's claiming that this isn't being taught. It's only being taught in colleges and in law schools. And she says Republicans want to use laws to curtail critical race theory, which she then goes on to say isn't even being taught. And then she asks the question, why don't you want schools to teach? Here's the term, anti-racism. Now let's play her final clip where she gives us her expertise as a neuropsychologist.
They said that it's too young and it makes white kids feel bad and it gives them guilt about being white. At too young of an age, well, that they shouldn't have that, well, or be taught that guilt at all, or anything that gives them that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think here's the deal. Here's something that we know neurocognitively. Babies, when they are exposed to family members, neighborhoods, etc., of one race, their eye contact, we already know this from neuroscientists, neurosociology, sociologists, etc., that babies already start to gravitate towards members of their own race when they are disproportionately exposed to just one race in their lives. It doesn't mean that babies are racist, but what it means is that we already start to gravitate to communities and people that we already know are already acclimated to. Children do not feel guilt about racism when they learn early on what racism is. In fact, children learn to recognize it and can engage in corrective behavior early. Now, what does feel guilty are the adults who allow racism to happen in their lives and when their children acknowledge it better than some of the adults in their lives do. And so to that, I don't think that children feel guilty. I think there's a responsible way for us to talk about how to be peaceful and treat each other with respect. And we use, and Republicans are using these words like critical race theory, which again is a law school curricula that is not even taught in schools. And their argument is, well, some teachers may be exposed to it. Oh, wow. So your child's teacher is anti-racist and is actually fluent in how to dismantle racism.
I don't have a lot of time. Welcome back, everybody. But I want to unpack what she said. Children, she say, are predisposed to communities and people to whom they are acclimated. So they're predisposed. Yeah. So children are predisposed to their parents, for example. They love their parents more than they love other people. What does that make them? Does it make them xenophobes? What does it make them? They're around whatever they're around. And what she's saying is they're predisposed to this racism because they're around white people. And then they get around other white people that are part of their community, and they don't know how to adjust. What she's telling you is that what the world is demonstrating, what America demonstrates every single day, without anybody interfering, the neuropsychology of it, she says, she gets. And she says children don't feel guilty about racism because if you catch them early enough, they can engage in, I love this term, corrective behavior. Now, I can tell you, you already know this. You don't need to be asleep at a Holiday Inn Express. Kids don't give a crap about your color. The more they like you, the more fun they'll make of you, and I could go on. Children already treat each other with respect. Some do, some don't. Those who don't get ostracized, and they don't become your friend. Those who do become your friend. AOC can't even get out of Montessori. She's so stupid. And then that last part, your child's teacher is anti-racist and fluent in how to dismantle racism. Well, here's a memo for her. So are you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.